direct mail for dog trainers. How to get your envelopes open and your mailings read. Stick with me. Just a quick tip on direct mail for dog trainers. You know, if you're sending out a mailing and you go to a print shop or if you go to a mail house, they're going to try and upsell you into printing up a glossy brochure with, you know, four colors and probably an envelope that's, you know, the cheapest possible way to do it with bulk rate to save you money and everything printed on the front so that it looks very professional. That's the biggest mistake you can make. So this is a mail piece that I got, and I scribbled out the address on here. But as you can see, it's a handwritten address, and it's got a big old return address stamp here. It looks like something that was done, you know, maybe like your kid might have done it. And it's got a first class stamp right over here. This looks like the type of letter that your grandmother would send you. See, when people get their mail, they stand over the trash can and they have an A pile and they have a B pile. The A pile is stuff that they set aside to open. The B pile is stuff that they instantly toss into the trash. Anything that looks commercial, anything that looks like an advertisement goes immediately into the trash. So to get your mailings opened, you got to make it look like a letter from grandma. And so handwritten, first class stamp, big old return address. Now you can handwrite the return address. You can hire people on Craigslist for cheap to sit at home and address envelopes for you. But that is how you get the envelope open. In fact, this one was from a local politician running for the position of local county sheriff, I believe. And you have to open it. I mean, you get this, you think, who is this guy, this Aaron Boucher? I don't know him, but this might be important. You know, it might be a long lost relative sending me money. Now, as far as what to put in the envelope, what I recommend is a one piece of paper letter, 8.5 by 11, folded twice, just like a regular letter. And you can do it in a typewriter type font or just a very basic font. You don't really need to handwrite the letter per se, but you want to make it very, very informal and very, very short. So what I would do is something like, heard you just adopted, you know, dear Susan, heard you just adopted a new dog from the SPCA. Would love to offer you a free consultation, evaluation, and temperament test for your new pet. Please call me at this phone number, and then sincerely your name and then the name of your dog training business at the bottom. You want to fight the temptation to put together a long multi-page letter or even just a whole bunch of content on one page. Keep it very short. Keep it very brief so that they can scan it. Because again, person standing right over their trash can, if it's long, if they open it up from, if they put out of the envelope and it looks like some long written letter, they're immediately scanning to the bottom. It's from a business, goes in the trash. So you want to make it real quick, you know, maybe two or three sentences with a strong call to action and offer something of value. And that's pretty much it. Now, how do you get a list of people to mail those letters to? You can go through a mail house. They work with mail brokers or list brokers rather, and you can get a list of people in your area who have dogs, or a list of people in your zip code, target different neighborhoods. But another way, certain counties will let you get the information of people who've adopted dogs in the last month from the animal control. Now, a lot of them won't. A lot of them, there's privacy issues. I think it depends on your state, but some of them still do. It's worth checking out because if you can get that, you've got a renewable source of fresh leads. So to recap, an envelope that gets open that looks just like an envelope from grandma, a very short one-page letter, 2 to 3 sentences at the most with a strong call to action, and then targeting dog owners in your area, best as if you can figure out how to target people who've just recently purchased the dog. Definitely worth testing. Now, I've used direct mail in other businesses that I have, information product businesses, and it works great. I haven't used it for a dog training business yet, I have tested postcards and did get a decent enough response to continue testing postcard advertising. I just got kind of distracted because the online stuff we were doing with Google AdWords was working well enough that I was getting enough business for, you know, our company at the time. And to be honest, got kind of distracted. But if you need more leads and you've already maxed out all the other stuff you're doing, give direct mail a shot because it can work out really well. And it's also a very under the radar way of doing it. Your competition is not going to know what hit them. I mean, there's no way for your competition to know who you're mailing to, you know, unless one of their clients happens to give them your mailer, which is just simply isn't going to happen. You'll be getting all these leads and they won't, and they can't even copy you. It's not like, you know, other forms of advertising. If you do a radio ad or a TV ad, they see you, they say, this must be working because they see that you're doing it month over month. With direct mail, they have no clue. So give that a shot, or don't. You know, if you don't and you're not running Google AdWords, get in touch with me. What we do is we offer a 100% done for you Google AdWords management service. We take care of everything from soup to nuts, and we're getting amazing results for over 50 dog trainers, both here in America as well as in Canada. If that sounds good to you, head over to dogtrainertoolbox.com. You'll see in the upper left-hand corner, there's a box that says Expert Google AdWords Management for Dog Trainers Only. Click on that box, read through that page. If everything makes sense to you, there's a link at the bottom. You can book a free 30-minute phone conversation with me so that we can figure out if what we're doing with Google AdWords would be a good fit for you and your business. Take care, guys.